From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Rifletown. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Kentucky girls, they come from far and wide. Well, they like to laugh and sing, be by your side. Well, they'll make you think you've read off your mind. When the truth is told, you'll find one of a kind. From the hollows, the hills, and the mountain top, when you get a hold of one of them, never want to stop. Oh, they're looking at you with those deep dreaming eyes. All their world belongs in a box labeled surprise. Well, they come from far, they come from wide, of the world. Well, I tell you, there's nothing like a Kentucky girl. There in the moonlight, oh, I watch her shine.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 628th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so incredibly pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest, Rifletown. The band is very new, being born in 2018 and raised in Winchester, Kentucky, where the Central Kentucky Bluegrass meets the Red River at the beginning of the Mountain Parkway to Eastern Kentucky. Please welcome Rifletown to the Red Barn stage.
Comes on my mind, so
now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Rifletown.
Thanks, Renee. Nice to be here, and how great to have you guys here, Jason.
Thanks. It's nice to be here, brother.
It seems like a long throw back when you were here as Velvet Water some 10 years or so ago.
That's right. Yeah, about 2007, 2008. Yes, sir.
Boy, it's kind of a different thing you have going now.
Jason Howard.
Back then, if you'd asked me what I wanted in a band, close friends, good times, nothing too stressful, but I always wanted a banjo and always wanted drums. I get two good friends that play banjo and drums, so it's good. It's good to wait for 10 years, and a little bit of life has happened since then. Songs mean a little bit more.
Remember back at Velvet Water times, were you feeling inclined at that point in time to go the bluegrass route?
At that time, yeah. I mean, that was just kind of what was around at that time. And, you know, the friends we were playing music with, they were just primarily bluegrass driven, and nothing wrong with it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, you know, Kentucky tradition. And but yeah, it's that was kind of the angle that we went. You'll find out, but we all have that kind of driving force. And, you know, I come from a kind of a classic rock rap background, so you know, throw that all in, you got to have a beat behind you. So
that does not explain Velvet Water at all, but
it explains Rifletown,
which is all right. I love the story of how Tyler came into the mix. As I understood the story, Tyler, you heard them play and then you went up to Mason and after the show and said, you guys need a drummer. Prior to the time when you joined up with these guys, were you drumming elsewhere and doing other kinds of drumming?
Yeah, I had actually taken a couple of years off, about 5 or 6 to be exact.
Tyler Montgomery.
And then I had recorded an album with a band before then, played shows in Tennessee, Indiana, throughout Kentucky. I was living in Louisville. Been waiting around for these guys to get together, and they finally got together, and they needed a drummer. So
yeah, drumming in high school, too?
Yeah. I've been drumming since I was about 7.
Ah, no kidding.
Yeah, I did the marching band thing for a little while. Yeah, I've done it all.
I'm a great way to be grounded, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's great for timing and just spending hours and hours at your craft. That's what it was about. That's what's fun.
Pay it off. And you guys got him.
Well, I quit my job, working for the man, spend my time playing in a band. Got a little house on top of the hill. I don't know if I can pay the bill. It's a nice life. Not sure what belongs to me. It's not things that make me happy. Know that all is up to me. I don't need my house. I don't care. Spend all day.
Hey, Randon, when did you start playing?
Randon Urich.
I was about 14.
Yeah?
I've been playing in bars and in different bands since I was about 18, though, so.
Uh-huh. Is this sort of one kind of band that you had in mind, you know, way back, say, when, I don't know how old you are now, but you know, 5-10 years ago?
I know I always wanted to do rock and roll. I've leaned a little more to the boards the blues the older I get, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I throw a little country in there, too.
You like the country, yeah. Lex?
A little bit, the old school stuff.
Yeah, yeah, well, that instrument works mm-hmm. well for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. So where are you from? Where were you born?
I was born in Troy, Ohio. I lived in Indiana, Ohio until I was about 18, and I've lived here ever since, or in Winchester ever since.
What brought you here?
Most of my family's from Kentucky.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, kind of like going back home or something like that, huh. I suppose.
Oh, cool. And how'd you hook up with these guys?
Oh, I don't know if I can say that on air.
Well, now I'm especially interested in you saying it on air.
I don't know. I've known most of them for a long time. I can't really say how I met them, I don't think.
Has it just been a year that you've been playing with them?
I played with Colin and Jason quite a bit, and then me and Mason used to have a band called Beggars and Choosers.
Beggars and Choosers?
Yeah, we played around for a while.
How come you chuckled through that name? I like it's a good name.
I hate just about every band name. So. except for Rivaltown.
Yeah, right, of course. That's a genius name there.
If I wake up in the morning, 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 will I tell you where I'm going? Gonna pack up my things, I'm gonna head out that door. Going where that chilly wind don't blow, heading down the old road. If I wake up in the morning, if I wake up in the morning, if I wake up in the morning, I wake up in the morning when I hear that rooster crowing. wake up in the morning, if I wake up in the morning, if I wake up in the morning.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Rifle Town, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Rifle Town after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.